Hi, my name is Dakota. You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the library, the Elgin County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Many thanks to Dakota. She was at the Springfield Library with her mom the other day when I dropped in. Dakota is helping out with our show, so you'll be hearing from her again. Check It In, Check It Out is coming to you from 105.9 Radio DeBrigg in the delightful town of Elmer, Ontario. Ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, knives, forks, spoons, and chopsticks, welcome. I'm doing a small research project today about eating utensils. I've asked some brilliant children here at the Springfield Library to decide if they had to be one eating utensil, would they choose to be a knife, a fork, a spoon, or a chopstick? But before you hear the results of my research, we have a story that might help you decide for yourself which utensil you would like to be. Our story is called Spoon, and it's written by Amy Krause Rosenthal, and the pictures are by Scott Magoon. Get snuggly and listen to this. Spoon. This is Spoon. This is Spoon's family. This is a great picture of about 25 different kinds of spoons. Wooden spoons, measuring spoons, slotted spoons, fancy spoons, plain spoons, just all kinds of spoons. On Sundays, Spoon goes to visit his Aunt Silver. He has to be on his very best behavior there. She's very fancy and proper. Goodbye, darling. Ta-ta. At bedtime, Spoon likes to hear the story about his adventurous great-grandmother who fell in love with a dish and ran off to a distant land. Lately, though, Spoon had been feeling blue. "What's wrong?" asked his mother. "You look a little bit out of shape." "It's just that, I don't know, all my friends have it so much better than me. Like Knife. Knife is so lucky. He gets to cut. He gets to spread. I never get to cut or spread." "Yes, Knife is pretty spiffy that way, isn't he?" said his mother. "And Fork. Fork is so lucky. She gets to go practically everywhere. She gets to go to barbecues, and she gets to eat spaghetti and meatballs, and she gets to stick herself into delicious pieces of chocolate cake. I bet she never goes stir-crazy like I do." "Fork does get out and make herself useful, doesn't she?" said his mother. "And chopsticks. They are so lucky. Everyone thinks they're really cool and exotic. No one thinks I'm cool or exotic. Those chopsticks are really something else, aren't they?" said his mother. Meanwhile, if only Spoon knew what his friends were saying at that very minute. "Spoon is so lucky," said Knife. "He is so fun and easygoing. Everyone's so serious with me. No one's ever allowed to be silly with me like they are with Spoon." And there's a picture here of Spoon being clanged against a pot and making lots and lots of noise. "Spoon is so lucky," said Fork. "He gets to measure stuff. No one ever does that with me." "Spoon is so lucky," said Chopsticks. "He can go places by himself. We could never function apart." That night, after bedtime stories, Spoon's mom turned off the light, tucked him in, and said, "You know, Spoon, I wonder if you realize just how lucky you are. Your friends will never, ever know the joy of diving headfirst into a bowl of ice cream. They'll never know what it feels like to clink against the side of a cereal bowl. They'll never be able to twirl around in a mug or relax in a hot cup of tea. Spoon hadn't thought of it that way before. He lay awake in bed for a long time, His mind was racing. He felt so alive. There was only one thing to do. "I can't sleep," he says to his mom and his dad. And dad says, "Come, snuggle." And mom says, "Come on in and spoon." And so he did. Sweet dreams. Have you decided which utensil you'd most like to be? I have here with me Joshua, Shalem, and Dakota. Here's Joshua.
I would choose to be a pair of chopsticks because chopsticks are different than spoons or forks.
And here's Joshua's brother Shalem with a slightly different perspective.
I'd rather be chopsticks because they can grab food as well as a spoon, a fork, or they can rub against other food to cut it. I use both chopsticks to eat a pizza.
And for another point of view entirely, here's Dakota.
I would choose to be a spoon because I think forks and knives are kind of edgy to me, and I am not edgy.
Forget chow mein and egg foo young, I'm getting my chopsticks out next time I have pizza. And I am probably a little edgy from time to time, so I think I'd choose to be a knife. Cutting can be fun, as long as you're paying close attention to where all your fingers are. Speaking of paying attention, there's always something going on at the libraries in your neighborhood. If you want to know what's what at the library near you, check out the Elgin County Library website and click on the library you're interested in. You'll find out all about what's going on. Here's an example. If you checked out the Straffordville Library calendar today, you'd find out they are having a babysitter's course at their library on Friday, June 9th from 9 a.m. until 4:30. The St. John's Ambulance instructors will teach you everything you need to know to be the very best babysitter. Learn the skills necessary to care for infants, toddlers, and preschoolers. You will know how to deal with emergencies and first aid basics. If you are between the ages of 11 to 14, call the Straffordville Library and register. There is a fee for this course, but imagine how many people will want a babysitter like you with your qualifications. So, how do you eat your peas? With your fingers? A spoon? A fork? Or a knife? Chopsticks? Or do you even eat peas? Here's a story all about a little girl who will not eat her peas. Dakota is the voice of that stubborn little girl. Sit back, get comfy, and listen.
This story is called Eat Your Peas by Kes Gray. The pictures are by Nick Sharon.
It was dinner time again, and Daisy knew just what her mom was going to say before she even said it. "Eat your peas," said Mom. Daisy looked down at the little green balls that were ganging up on her plate.
"I don't like peas,"
said Daisy. Mom sighed one of her usual sighs. "If you eat your peas, you can have dessert."
"I don't like peas,"
said Daisy. "If you eat your peas, you can have dessert and you can stay up for an extra half hour."
"I don't like peas,"
said Daisy. "If you eat your peas, you can have dessert, stay up for an extra half hour, and skip your bath."
"I don't like peas,"
said Daisy. "If you eat your peas, you can have 10 desserts, stay up really late, and you don't have to take a bath for 2 whole months, and I'll buy you a new bike."
"I don't like peas,"
said Daisy. "If you eat your peas, you can have 48 desserts, stay up past midnight, you never have to take a bath again, and I'll buy you 2 new bikes and a baby elephant."
"I don't like peas,"
said Daisy. "If you eat your peas, you can have 100 desserts. You can go to bed when you want, take baths when you want, do what you want when you want. I'll buy you 10 new bikes, 2 pet elephants, 3 zebras, a penguin, and a chocolate factory."
I don't like peas,
said Daisy. If you eat your peas, I'll buy you a supermarket stacked full of desserts, and you never have to go to bed again, ever, or school again. You never have to take a bath or brush your hair or clean your shoes or tidy your bedroom. I'll buy you a bike shop, a zoo, 10 chocolate factories. I'll take you to Superland for a week, and you can have your very own rocket ship with double retro laser glamours.
I don't like peas,
said Daisy. If you eat your peas, I'll buy you every supermarket, candy store, toy store, and bike store in the world. 17 swimming pools. You never have to go to bed again, or to school, or take a bath, or brush your hair, or clean your shoes, or brush your teeth, or clean the hamster's cage, or clean your bedroom, or get dressed. I'll buy you Africa and 92 chocolate factories. We'll move to Superland. You can have all the rocket ships you want. I'll buy you the earth, the moon, the stars, the sun, and a new fluffy pink pencil case.
You really want me to eat my peas, don't you?
Yes, said Mom.
I'll eat my peas if you eat your Brussels sprouts,
said Daisy. Mom looked down at her own plate and her bottom lip began to tremble. But I don't like Brussels sprouts, said Mom.
Exactly,
said Daisy.
You don't like Brussels sprouts and I don't like peas.
But we both like dessert.
I love a happy ending, don't you? And in my opinion, there is nothing happier than dessert. Except, maybe, a good joke. Here's Dakota.
Why did the girl eat her math homework? Because the teacher said it was a piece of cake. Check It In, Check It Out would not be possible without the support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario. And thank you to all the folks at Radio Debrigue for putting our show on the air. If you missed the show, don't worry. You can find all our shows as podcasts on the Elgin County website. Just find the one you want to listen to and click on it. Sit back and enjoy. We love it when you listen. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out at 105.9 FM Radio Debrigue on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5:15.
That does it for our show today. Thanks to Shalem and Joshua for helping us out here at Check It In, Check It Out. And a great big thank you to Dakota, who did most of the work. I believe this young lady might have a future in broadcasting. I'm Julie Berry. I hope you enjoyed our show. And don't forget to join us next week. Same time, same place.
Check It In, Check It Out as a radio program wurde alle am der Elgin County Library yet. Dit program spielt jeden Montag, jeden Abend, Viertel über sechs bei Radio Debrigue 105.9 FM. Wenn ihr dort am Montag nicht gehört habt, könnt ihr dort am Mittwoch hören, dann wird dort noch einmal gleich dieselbe Zeit über gespielt worden. Ihr wollt noch sehr schöne Geschichten hören und ihr wollt noch anwohnen, was ihr alle anjet in der Bibliothek, was dich bejüngt ist. Dort einzige, was ihr brauchen, zu Bäcker, DVDs und CDs lehnen, ist der Library Court. Und die ist für free. Kommt bloß bei der County Library nan, wo dich bejüngt hüs ist. Du hast eine Bibliothek in Straffordville, Springfield, Port Burwell und in Elmer. All die Bibliotheken haben Set zum Lesen und auch hier Bäcker zum Englisch lernen. Sondern, wo du wollen Englisch reden lernen, hab dort sehr viel. So, kommt in der Bibliothek. Wir gleichen dort, wann ihr uns besiegen. Ich bin Mary Weeb, eine Helperin bei der Elmer Old Town Hall Library. Habt ne scheine Weg und Dankeschön für Hörchen.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.